And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And thanks for tuning in once again to this weekly legend of a podcast in my own lunchtime. We haven't got a word. Well, we have got a word of the week. The word of the week we've got hasn't been sent through. It's more of a reminder. If you do have a word of the week for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, word of the week. This week's word of the week, Tony, is Cafe Press.
Oh, shit.
I knew you'd forget.
Yeah. It's been hectic is an understatement.
Yeah. Look, you might be teased about that.
Okay.
One thing you won't be teased about is our first track, and here it is. You can detest me, protest me, you can provoke me, try and revoke me, but no matter what you say, I will still be playing rock and roll. You can bait me, play or hate me, you can malign me, try and find me, but no matter what you say, I will still be playing rock and roll. So that is Kaluza and Rock and Roll Part 3, which is the first track on their latest album, Love Is Psychosis. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Kaluza's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Kaluza.
No, MySpace.com/Kaluza Rocks. I did remind you last week, in fact. Yeah. Well, they reminded me. I reminded you. We all reminded each other. And you forgot. Ha, yeah. Ha, ha. Just like Cafe Press, Tony.
Yeah.
Now, this album, I can't see the number of tracks on it because I've got, it's a 15 tracks. We've played three. We've played Unpathetic, and we played Love Is Psychosis. No, we played Stud Boys of Kaluza, and now we've played the first track, which is called Rock and Roll Part 3. Well catchy. Love them. I'm loving them. Look, I've played three tracks off it this year, haven't I?
Yeah.
Three tracks in five shows. That's how much I like this band. Make sure you check them out. Go to their MySpace page. They'll be in our top friends. Buy their CD, Love Is Psychosis. You are going to love it. One thing that I have loved, Tony, but I haven't loved of late, of course, MySpace. Latest comments.
Hey, cool.
We have finally got two. We've got two, yeah, two. Now, look, I would like, if you are on MySpace and you have added Punky Radio before, and I don't mean just leave as a fucking advert for a gig, make sure you leave something, because I like reading out your comments. We haven't had many in a while now. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Here's one that came in from someone we featured last week, Tony.
Okay.
Hey, Punky, great show. I'm a fan. Thanks for including my track Monster on your latest show. Hope your listeners enjoy all the angst. Anyways, Keep in touch and keep rocking, Julia K. P.S. The MySpace is myspace.com/Julia K Music. So you got that wrong last week, even though I didn't know what it was anyway, or whichever week we played it. So I'm having an extra point for that. So it's already poorly beat.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. And there's a P.P.S. Oh, and yeah, you guys are quite fit as well. Hee hee hee. Come on, Julia K's liking a bit of Polly and Tony. Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. She wants some of our gravy. I'll be the gravy. I just got my sticky mitts on the likes of ours after hearing Lights Over London on Punky. See, someone got the message. Captain Oi are fantastic. Only a 2-day wait. This is the second time I've ordered from them, and they piss Amazon into a hole in the ground. Right, I'm off to annoy the neighbours with more Budgie Budgie. Keep up the good work, you pair of funky fuckwits, Bradley Sprog. They do tend to, they're like buses, aren't they? Our listeners are like buses with their comments, aren't they? We'll get a few listeners who leave us quite a bit, and then they'll vanish for a while, and then they'll come back. Anyway, Bradley Sprog, currently regular contributor and appreciated. That's it for MySpace, so please do bring us some more MySpace. While I'm here, I've said recently that I'm going to start checking out the Facebook Punky group again. Just you find Punky in groups. To see if there are any more comments. There was one this week.
Okay.
Your podcast is the shit. Hmm. It makes me so happy when I can go on my iTunes and see I have another Punky to listen to. Don't stop anytime soon. And come to St. Louis sometime. You have some fans who really want to meet you guys. Twat is the best segment ever. Greg Roussert, an automatic candidate for Is a Twat, because the feature is, of course, called Is a Twat. And Greg, you are a twat. So I've been to St. Louis twice. Where were you? I am planning to get back there. I don't even think it'll be this year. It might be in autumn, if I'm lucky. But Greg, the next time I'm there, I will make sure to look you up. What I strongly recommend you do, Greg, is go to the Way Out Club on Cruising Route 66 and check out some of the great bands you see down at those two venues. And watch out, of course, for Bitch Slap Barbie, who are my favourite.
Cool.
Yeah. Now then, Tony, have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your comments so far this month, because it is a new month, 3rd of February today, as we're recording this. So if you haven't voted so far this month, then let's face it, most of you haven't, because it's a new month.
I knew I'd forgotten something.
Please do vote for us. Easiest way is to go to punkyradio.com, and on the top of the screen is an important Please Vote For Us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if you so wish. So read them out, all of them, and I'm still working through the backlog, so thank you, I'll keep them coming. And here we go. Paul and Tony, I'm a newbie to Punky. You guys are fantastic. Thanks for the great time. Dawn, Big Bear City, California.
Oh lord, when what? Someone says Dawn says thanks for the great times, I do think, hang about, I've been there, haven't I? Dawn, I apologise.
But hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Oh yes. New Leaf, Goopa Goopa Smack Tards, long time listener, sorry, haven't voted as much, turning over a new leaf and going to vote each and every month, still waiting to hear more from Joe, lol, I know you want to hear more about her as much as you'd like to hear about vomiting on a white sofa. Anyway, I listen to you blokes at work, however I almost always have to stop because I'm laughing too hard, a poog, Jack, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jack. The thing is, you're not going to hear more from Jo because she now lives and works in London town and doesn't reply to any of my messages.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's not going
to
happen.
But her friend Kaz, who used to work at Mansfield 103, her friend Kaz's mum lives in Itchen.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, which is, of course, not far from the Hyman's Lodge. So we might see them again at some point. If I do get them up here, I will try and arrange it to get Jo in to swear a lot.
Yeah. She does swear a bit. Anyway, you need Punky. Oh yes, you do. That's some insane star. Clearly, she's happy.
Insane star needs Punky. I'm single-handedly responsible for getting her record collection upped very slowly.
Very nice. Finally, I vote for Goal. Radio Voodoo, great hit from Roberto Cironi.
Hey, well said, Tone. Roberto
Cironi.
And we will play something else by Radio Voodoo. We've played two of theirs already, haven't we?
I think it was two, only an EP. Yeah.
We'll maybe play another track by Radio Voodoo at some point in the future.
Cool. And finally, darlings, I've been a very bad girl. Not voted in a gazillion of months and even lagging behind on my Punky. Quite clearly, I have seriously neglected my duties. But after receiving a good spanking of Santa at Christmas, ooh, who would have thought, I recently resolved to be much better this year. I shall be listening and voting religiously. Also, I shall be seeing friends more often and pay more attention to people around me instead of just my, although admittedly gorgeous, self. Now that will be hard. But damn it, with me being out of Fishtown, I'm sure it's going to be a marvellous year. See you soon, Steph. Thank you very much for that, Steph. About time you voted.
How's it going up there in the... is there room in the treehouse?
There's still room, but it's nice. It's feeling good. A bit homely.
She doesn't take up a lot of room, bless her.
Nah. But it's looking really good. It's a surprising change.
She is always threatening to occupy more space. You have to watch her.
Yeah. And that's it for Podcast Alley.
Well, Tony, here's a band that occupy a lot of space, as far as I'm concerned. They're called The Guilty Hearts. This has come through from Voodoo Rhythm Records, one of their latest releases. We have another one later on in the show. I'm going to read out the job sheet about them. The album is called Pearls Before Swine.
Okay.
It's the second album by Los Angeles garage and voodoo trash Wild Men, The Guilty Hearts. The band started with two guitars and Herman Senak on drums. The Hearts wanted more growl to make your insides move and your body shake. They searched the bars and gutters of Los Angeles and had to go to Berlin to bring Gabriel Amond of the fantastic Lords of Altamont and the Fuzz Tones to play bass. So beware. This album burns like cheap booze burns your throat. It finds your demons, your skeletons, your ghosts, and invites them to come and party. It will leave you feeling dirty. How much garage and punk can your brain stand? Deep in the voodoo soul and the fuzz punk, these LA Wildcats brought to you already with their first album on Voodoo Rhythm Records, a smash hit in the genre, but now The Guilty Hearts went a step higher and stomped through the songs like an 18-wheeled truck over today's music scene. There's nothing hip about this music. This is the real thing. Glassell Park is a smash hit already, and with Drowning Song they go deep into the darkness and mixed up blues punk. Play this one loud. That's what I'm about to do, Tony. What I want to do before we play it, though, is find out what is The Guilty Hearts MySpace page.
MySpace.com/ The Guilty Hearts.
It is. It's Tony 1, Point of Being the Internet 2, and this is Don't Wanna Know.
Don't ask me why I don't wanna know.
The Guilty Hearts, Don't Want to Know. I do strongly recommend you get the album Pearls Before Swine. I say that about every band we play, but they'll be in our top friends on MySpace this week, otherwise myspace.com/theguiltyheart. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers right now, and before that, in the last bed with the Planet Smashers, sorry, forgot to say that. And I've been promising for a while to read out some iTunes reviews, because I was getting iTunes reviews. Very, very important that we get reviewed on iTunes. For some reason, the number of reviews you get moves you up the chart, and the further you are up the chart, the more listeners you get, the more listeners you get, the more people hear the music and then go and buy the music, and that's what the show is all about. So please do review us on iTunes. 5 stars only, please. That's what 4 people have done on UK iTunes this week. I am, of course, on the ball, Tony. Here Excellent. Comes the first one. Punky, FTW. 5 stars. I don't know what FTW means. Is it what the fuck backwards?
For the win?
Sorry?
For the win? I always thought. Punky for the win.
Could be. Making midweek... I like the fact it's what the fuck backwards, though. Making midweek great with an awesome mix of music from many different countries, genres and subcultures from around the world, as well as great banter between the hosts. Keep it up, boys. I'll be always listening.
Always
listening. That's from Murphy the Yeti. Murphy, you're a legend. You're not a Yeti. Well, yeah, in fact, you are a Yeti. You're a legend. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
The legend of the Yeti. We find out the Yeti's called Murphy and he's listening to Punky. Oh, yeah. Even Sasquatch is like a bit of Punky. Couple of Smacktards, 5 stars. If you haven't listened to Punky Radio yet, why not? It's not just about hearing the punk music on this show. You have the delight of listening to 2 Smacktards, Paulie B and Tony Hearn, waffle on about nonsense. It's a good listen, best podcast out there. Get listening, M's69. Now, I don't know whether that is Ems, who listens to the show often, or one of her many clones.
Right.
Bloody brilliant. 5 stars. Awesome show. So funny. Becky! Now, I don't know who Becky is, but I'm always interested when a new girl gets excited about us. Call me mad. Call me crazy. But call me. Punky Rocks. 5 stars. Punky's the best show you can get on the internet. If you don't download this, I will hunt you down and kill you. And that's from Mick. We may have read that one out before. I just like it. Let's face it, if you don't tell your friends about Punky Radio and get them to listen, Mick is going to hunt you down and kill you. So don't be a twat. Speaking of twats, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nomination so far this week. I've had 1 since the last show, so I'm using it. So after this week, I have no more unless you email me, so please do. I'm sure you have a twat. If you know any twat you want to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Just
you
email
had a click
me.
Then, it was me smashing my glass on an ashtray.
Very nice. Okay, so this week is from Tom Baldy. Dear Tony, hear you'd run out of twat, so you can share mine. I don't mind. As Punky Radio's youngest listener of a mere 15 and a half, I don't think you're the youngest. I'm sure we've had younger listening to the show. I would like to nominate my schoolmate, Zach the Rat of Dalham School, Cumbria. There isn't enough space in your inbox to describe why he is such a twat, so I'll just glance over the surface. I'd like to nominate Zach for being a pen-throwing, immature, punk-rock-hating dickhead when I tried to do work, which doesn't happen very often. He throws something at me and pretends it wasn't him. When I listen to Punky or any of my favourite bands, he tells me to turn off that emo shit, and then goes on about how much better his taste in music is. He likes rap. And when no one is paying attention to the fuck ugly bastard, he shouts out or tells a shitty joke and then laughs at his own jokes way too loud. I've already been disciplined for fighting with this cum stain of the Duvet of Society. I took a piss in his PE kit, so I'd like you and Paul to give him a good telling off.
Hold on a minute. By that, does he mean he was wearing his PE kit and went for a piss? Or that he just pissed in his PE kit?
I assume he was pissing his PE kit. Very nice.
It would be all subtle to wear his PE kit and go and have a piss and just leave a little bit of a yellow friendship on the front shorts. Yeah. And I haven't used the phrase yellow friendship before.
No. I quite like the picture that paints.
The yellow friendship, just gently staining someone else's garments with your piss.
Oh dear.
Sorry, I'm laughing at my own jokes. Rap.
So I'd like you and Paul to give him a good telling off so I can sit back and enjoy the rest of myself in the knowledge that my punky brothers hate him just as much as the rest of our school. Lots of love, Tom Baldy. Yeah, fair enough.
No. Well, this is valid.
Yeah. So, are you ready?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, well, Zach the Rat of Dalham School, Cumbria,
is a twat.
So I need your more nominations, otherwise it's not going to be one next week, so please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Need them now. Do it now, need twat. Need it. Thank you.
Well, it turns out that Zach's a foe, and Tom's a friend, and this is Isaac's Aircraft, and Friends and Foes.
And I can see my fate on my head. And I feel like talking the way we used to was. To believe in your brothers. To believe that we were. Gives in, and I can feel the blood upon my skin, and I can see my friends and my foes. You ain't got too dizzy, you're gonna feel my gun and feel my fear. I'm gonna seal your fate on my head. And I feel like talking the way we used to was.
So that's Isaac's Aircraft and Friends and Foes. What one knows, Tony? What is Isaac's Aircraft MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Isaac's Aircraft.
It is.
Cool.
This is interesting.
Right.
Because it's Tony. Hang on. Oh, yeah. It's Tony 2, Poorly Being the Internet 2. I was wondering why they only got 3, but it's because I cheated.
Yeah.
Tony 2, Poorly Being the Internet 2. This is going to be a cliffhanger this week after 2 whitewashes. Isaac's Aircraft have come through from Manila PR. They hail from Cambridge, I believe. And that was an MP3 that was sent ahead of the EP that were being sent shortly. Do check them out, myspace.com/Isaac's Aircraft. Something else you should check out, and I've been meaning to, is GoDaddy. Tony, do you know anything about it?
I've been doing my research. Do you want to know about it?
No.
I'm going to tell you anyway.
Excellent.
Well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you just start a
website where you could feature photographs of yellow friendship.
Exactly. Or sell it on your own online shopping store. GoDaddy can help there too.
There's probably a market for yellow friendship there.
Probably. It sounds so beautiful. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an InStandard SSL certificate.
That I don't understand. Why can't you just secure it with a padlock?
Well, this is kind of a virtual padlock.
And what is an SSL certificate?
That's a L.
Oh.
And it protects your customer's details.
They need protecting.
They do. And you can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally,
you'd
the
like
best...
You'd like to receive my credit card payment. You'd like to receive my yellow friendship.
My yellow friendship, yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Finally, the best news of all. If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
Thank you, man.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
And that'll give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
GoDaddy.com, yellow friendship, //, in my shorts.
There you go. Beautiful.
Very well done, Tony.
Thank you.
I felt like I put you under a bit of pressure there.
No, it's fine. Heat pressure for
breakfast. Have you spoken to Marv?
No. No, not yet.
Oh, well, never mind. Speaking of pressure, Riot Squad. So that was Riot Squad and Pressure from, I believe, their most recent album. It's an absolute classic. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Riot Squad's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RiotSquad1981.
I believe it is. It's
it is.
Tony 3, Paulie being the Internet 2. Fights on. Fights on. I've been in touch with Luke, and he said that he's going to bring you my records at some point.
Oh, wicked. Does he still live around here?
No, he lives in Birmingham, but my record... I'm a bit concerned, because my records have been in a loft in Ollerton for 2 years. I don't want them warping.
Oh, bloody hell.
You know, I'd be rather upset if he's wrecked them.
Oh, bring him around here. His desk got a record player.
In fact, I'll upset his rectum.
Wow.
If I'm upset his rectum. Absolutely terrific band. Get the chance to go and see them. Pommy's not in it anymore, is he? Who's
no,
lineup
he's joined another band, hasn't he?
Yeah. Is Pommy still there? But Ched's gone.
Okay, hang on. Which one was the bass
player?
Might
be Ched. What? Sorry.
Which one was the bass player?
Ched.
I think he's gone.
Ched's gone. Pommy's still there. Pommy, the original member, still. No, Ched was one of the originals. There's that really funny photo of Ched in there with hair.
Yeah, he looks like old one.
Boy, not like the nutter he looks like now. Although a sensitive one. Now then, Tone. You're listening right now to the Chup Tups, of course, and I believe, have you got some form of international gig guide now?
I do.
Would that be Tony's International Gig Guide?
Ah! It's the one, and it's yet again from Russ Seeley.
Hey.
Who says, this week's fun brings the mighty Dead and Buried at the Cross Kings Jester Bar at 126 York Way, London, with guest, a nurse called Mike, plus a live set SWANK or Swank, Luton-based electro-punk outfit.
Yeah, they're supposed to be sending us some stuff. I think that's why he sent this through. And by the way, can I just say to other people in the world that Russ does appear to be getting the international gig guide all to himself?
Yeah, I'm sure there's loads of different bands listening to the show that can email me the dates, but all they do is email me, tony@punkyradio.com. It's that simple.
Right, sorry, I'll let you continue.
Yeah, but this, so a nurse called Mike and a live set from Swank, Saturday the 7th of February, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. at London's premier death rock night. That's what that is. You can find out more information, myspace.com/deadandburiedUK, and that's £6
entry. Dead and buried, down and now, down, down, down. Do you know why it's called that, Tone?
Nope.
Because of the classic Alien Sex Fiend song of the same name. Yeah.
And that's at the Cross Kings Jester's Bar. There you go.
Excellent. In that case, I've got another Tony's International Gig Guide. Because on February the 7th, 2 days after my birthday, more of that later on, this Saturday, Long Tall Texans are playing at Esquires in Bedford, and I'm going to be there. So if you're in the London area and you fancy a bit of electro-punk, go and see Swank at Dead and Buried. If you're in the Bedford area, do make sure that you get to see Long Tall Texans. They're one of the bands I saw when I was at the Psychobilly meeting in Spain, and they're sort of rockabilly, psychobilly legends. They've been around 25 years. Right. Absolutely brilliant band. Absolutely brilliant. And I can't remember who they're supported by. More to my shame. But there is an advert for it on our MySpace page in the comments. MySpace.com/punkyradio. So get down to that. And that does actually conclude Tony's International Gig Guide.
Beautiful.
So this snow, Tony.
Yeah. You've got it worse than me. It's not so bad. It's very pretty. Not really that cold. And the roads are pretty clear now. There was a bit screwed up this morning. But they've all been cleared now and drove around this evening. Fine. Absolutely fine. How's it down there?
The area around the Highlands Lodge has been rather like the North Pole, Tony.
Bloody
only with more people moaning. And it's just pathetic, isn't it? Do you remember me going on about the bloke at Hitchin Station on Boxing Day going, it's a banana republic?
Right.
This is a banana republic. I watched Hotel Rwanda last night. In 1994, that place was in a better state than bloody England is now. It was just, as soon as there's a bit of snow, everything grinds to a halt, doesn't it? It's like, it was embarrassing. People in Brussels were saying to our bankers, you know, our bankers, Tony.
Yeah.
As if they're not under enough pressure, saying, oh, we hear London has closed for business. Okay, yeah, thanks very much. You know, the airports are shut, the buses aren't running. Everyone from teachers to social workers are bunking off. No one can be bothered to go to work. Everyone's just thinking, oh, it's an excuse for a jolly. They moan about the fact they can't get anywhere, but they're perfectly capable of getting down to the hill for snowball fights and sledging. That's what I say, Tony.
Definitely, yeah.
And it's just nice. As if things couldn't get more embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the Mystery Assistant's piped up here. I haven't let on the Mystery Assistant's here, but she's just saying in the background, how dare people have fun? You're absolutely right. Again, paid not to go to work. Pathetic. They should try being self-employed. That's really trouble. Right, Tone?
Too right.
Yeah. But as if things weren't embarrassing enough by England slowly degenerating into a third world nation, I see today on BBC News 24 that managed to operate, but on the BBC Breakfast Show, there was only two people there, so no, half the people couldn't get in. It's the fucking bee. I see that our friends in Iran have successfully launched a communications satellite today.
Right.
That's just rubbing our noses in it, isn't it? After the farce that is the British space industry, Iran have sent up a fucking satellite. I mean,
wow.
I think it was a female satellite. I can only see its eyes. They've sent it up as a supposedly communication satellite that I believe is going to communicate directly with Israel in the form of guided weapons. But we'll see what happens. Everyone seems to be thinking, oh, that's lovely, and they've said it's a satellite of peace on Earth. And they actually said, written in Persian. But I was slightly concerned about that. I don't know why, really. I just saw it and thought, oh, that's fucking great, that is. You know, they can send a satellite into space and we can't get the number 94 to fucking Bulldog. That obviously won't mean a lot to our listeners overseas. I am, of course, talking about a bus. So, yeah, was there something else I was going to... So, yeah, so the snow, basically... I mean, one good thing about the snow, of course, I'm only half being angry about it, is, of course, that, that North Harts College would close today, which meant I got paid not to go. And yay. I spent my time wisely by getting back the 2 million poker chips I lost last night.
2 million?
Yeah, I'm back on just over 11 million, but I dropped down to 8.5 mil last night.
Oh, okay.
I was on tilt, mate. I was on tilt.
Oh, dear.
Well, I wasn't so much on tilt. I just got... every time I went all in with something, some idiot stayed in and did me on the river. We've talked about this before, of course. Oh, actually, Tony, I'll talk about my birthday. Thank you, by the way. I'll talk about my birthday in the next section. But speaking of poker,
yeah,
on Thursday night, I'm going to be seeing my mates, the Punks, in London. Not all of them, just some of them. And then I've got a poker game with some stand-up comics.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. Happy birthday to me. I'm going to clean them out. I'm going to fucking bleed them dry. I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them. Someone who is going to show people stuff, Tone, yeah, is Bob Logg the Third. Have you heard of Bob Logg the Third?
No.
Well, he's got a new album out on Voodoo Rhythm Records called My Shit Is Perfect. I know. I thought it was by me. Here goes some information about Bob Logg the Third. Standing back, rustling paper. Bob Logg III is back and his shit is perfect. Many have come, many have gone, and many more have been forgotten. Generations of young men have tried to sound like him. Gene rations of young girls have sat on his knee and dipped their rosy nipples in his drink. And hell, even Tom Waits wants to be like him. Here's the man who started it all, the Grand Signore, the Don, the big daddy of one-man bands, Bob Logg III, god damn it. Eons ago, there was a band like none before and none since. They played fierce, amphetamine-drenched blues punk with demented vigour, merging an urban skid row punk attitude with the archaic sounds of the Mississippi Delta, and they were to be known the world round as Do-Rag. Out of this crazed sly blues punk mayhem evolved the 21st century space-age Mississippi Fred McDowell in a full-body cannonball suit, sporting a pilot's helmet with built-in telephone. This creature was introduced to our planet as Bob Logg III. After a mysterious 4-year recording break, the master has returned and the world of primitive rock and roll is a brand new anthem. My shit is perfect. Of course, we shall also take time to introduce the band. On cymbals, left foot. Over here on the bass drum, we got right foot. Shut up. This is my left hand. That does all the slide work. Right hand does the picking. My mouth hole does most of the talking. And you're looking at my finger. My finger is an asshole. There you go. It's also in German, but not in as much detail. All right. So, Tony, I have been playing this pretty much all day.
Okay.
I'm absolutely loving this album. It's called My Shit Is Perfect. I could have played any number of songs off it. The one I nearly played was Bump Pow, Bump 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 Pow, Bump Pow, Bump 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 Pow, Bump Pow, Bump 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 Pow, Bump Pow, Bump Bump Bump. I also considered Manipulate Your Figments, Bucktooth Potato, My Shit Is Perfect, Bang Your Thing at the Ball, Shake a Little, Wiggle It and Jiggle It Too. But the one I've picked, I love this song, Tony. This is mad, this number. It's just bonkers. I'll ask you about it after I've played it. But right now, sit back, get the fattest jazz cigarette you can find, snort some gasoline, and enjoy Bumper Car.
Bucket bouncy ride, yeah, my bumper car.
So that was Bob Log the Third and Bumper Cut. I do like that tone. What I want to know is, what is Bob Log the Third's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bob Log Third.
And how are you spelling Bob Log the Third?
B-O-B.
Yep.
L-O-G. Yep. I-I-I.
No, 111. Come on.
Oh.
It's Bob Log 111. I don't understand. Probably be the Internet 3, Tony 3. It's going to come down to the last song. Oh, the pressure. Get this album. My Shit Is Perfect. I'm not just saying that. You want to get this album as well. It's really, really good. And it's on Voodoo Rhythm Records. Hopefully they'll be in our MySpace Top Friends this week. I did put a friend request in for them this afternoon. Should be there. You're listening to Midnight Configuration at the moment, who are the kind of band you can hear at the gig in London this weekend. That show, They're Dead and Buried, will have lots of that sort of thing. So if that is your bag, make sure you get down there. Tone, I'm just going to say briefly this, because I've been waffling again. I've only got one gig this weekend. It's in Maidstone on Friday night. I can't remember where. Well done, mate. But if you are in Maidstone on Friday night and you know that there's a comedy show on, I'm at it. It's one that Scary Dave runs. I think I've played it before, and I can't remember for the life of me what it's called. It's kind of it's above a wine bar near a big roundabout on a one-way street. Does that help? Not really, no.
Nah.
How about you? Have you got any gigs?
Not this weekend, no. Next gig I've got is March 13th, so fair way away so far.
Oh, you've got plenty of time to think about that one.
Yeah, that's about all of it so far. I think this weekend I might just go out for the first time.
Good Lord, Tony.
I know. First weekend we've not actually got to drive somewhere, either of us, so we might actually go out and celebrate in style.
Yeah, but Tony, if you don't have to drive anywhere, where are you going to go and celebrate? Where you live?
Well, we'll get driven to Nottingham, or we'll get the bus to Nottingham. Okay. But you know, not one of us has to do a 3 or 4 hour drive to get to see the other person. So
Oh, just go to Nottingham, book a hotel. Go on, push the boat out.
Could do.
A hotel. Well, no, there's that late bus, isn't there, back? You can get that bus.
It only goes halfway. I've caught that before, I had to walk back. It stops in Hucknall, which is basically about halfway to Nottingham, my house.
Okay.
It's rubbish.
Oh, no, actually, no, because the one I got went straight to Mansfield. That's a fair point, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's another one, yeah. We'll sort it out.
Sort it out.
Yeah.
Probably get Corey to pick you up, then.
Probably.
A couple of quid. So it's my birthday on Thursday, and I'm going to be 39 years old.
Cool.
That's older than our combined listenership.
Yeah.
And I have been looking like it of late. I've not been sleeping very well. I've been cold. Oh, my boiler bust. Oh, I didn't tell you about my phone.
Oh, no, what happened with your phone? Yeah.
Well, I got a new one.
Did you have to pay for it?
No, I didn't.
Well done.
Obviously. I had a few words with the right people, and it arrived the next morning. I had to have quite a few more conversations after last week's chat.
Yeah,
I got said phone, but it did arrive. It does work. I'm very happy with it, and it's very droppable.
Is it the same one?
It's a far sturdier piece of kit than the Nokia N95 shit that I had before.
All right.
No, it's the Nokia 6300. It's just a bog standard. It's the latest version of the one I had before. So it isn't all singing or dancing, but it's got Bluetooth on it, which means I'm a bit close to getting that Nokia 810 internet tablet off your tone.
Oh yeah, you can have that.
Yeah, thanks.
It's alright.
I should think I'll probably get that about the same time that we get
Cafe
t-shirts.
Cafe Press, yeah.
Again,
yeah, probably about the same. I've scheduled them the same day, we're just doing what day it is yet.
So yeah, I am looking forward to getting hold of that piece of kit. Please send me basic instructions in crayon.
I'll send you the manual. You can
read
away.
I can't do that. just send me a little letter saying, this is how you switch it on. Yeah, if I could maybe have the manual with it, that would be very helpful. Speaking of which, the person that sent us that was a guy called Neil Dixon.
Yes.
Who I don't think is working for Mevio.
Isn't he?
Now, because he added me on Facebook today and he appears to be writing a book.
Oh, I didn't know that. So
I don't know whether he's still working for them or not. I mean, I haven't heard from him personally in quite a long time, but nice fella. He's got tremendous facial hair.
He's got very big eyebrows, hasn't he?
Well, he's got facial hair to match now. He's got a terrific moustache and beard. He looks, for all the world, like a musketeer.
Yeah, excellent.
He's really, really good. I was forced to... He added me as a friend on Facebook today. I went to his page. The first thing I did was write on his wall, and that, my friend, is good facial hair.
Excellent.
Very impressed with it. The facial topiary is far improved on my own. What can I say? A band far improved on my own are, of course, The Zeros, Tony. Now, they're playing at Dolly Remixture February 22nd. I saw them in Milton Keynes. Absolutely terrific band. A three-piece. They rock. They do lots of covers of well-known songs in a Latin punk styling. I don't like Mondays, but I like their version of it. And they do things like The Killers and stuff as well, but they do it in a punk styling. And they're a really, really good band. And they do some originals as well. And we're about to play one. And thank you very much to Sharon, the expert photographer, for sending me this, because I didn't have a copy of their CD. I have now. This is off their second album. Do check out their MySpace page, which is, Tony?
MySpace.com/zeros.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B the Internet 3. I'm a little bit upset about it. This is Angelina.
She's got the jet black hair. She's got... Ah, she's...
So that was the Zeros and Angelina, and I might be cheeky enough to play another one of their tracks next week, depending on how I'm feeling, seeing as it will be the week before Dolly Remixture, which is, of course, on February 22nd. Also, February the 15th, to anyone in the Bedford area, I've already mentioned Bedford this week, I have got a new comedy show at The Pad. So do check that out. It's myspace.com/comedySOS. All the bands should be in our MySpace Top Friends this week. Check them out. The bands are Calusa, The Guilty Hearts, Isaac's Aircraft, Riot Squad, Bob Bob, The Third, and The Zeros. What should you do this week, Tone?
You can vote for us at Podcast Alley. Please do. Easterway, go to punkradio.com and click on the top link and enter your email address, comment, and a subject, and vote for us. Reviewers would be really good, especially if you're in the US. We're running available on new US iTunes reviews. So please do review us. Go into iTunes, search for Punky, or click on the iTunes link on punkyradio.com. Log in and review us, 5 stars only, and so I can read them out soon.
Nice work. Also, I completely forgot to mention this week, but about the weekend just gone, when I was in Newcastle, and the gigs went well. Thanks to everyone who came down to the High Inn to watch, two packed houses. And I also went to a burlesque show called Hell in High Heels. And do you know what? It was more of a rock gig, I suppose. But it was really, really good fun. And the DJ, this is the Punky.
Really?
Yeah. He went, "Hello, mate, what are you doing here?" I went, "All right, I did say." He said, "Oh, I completely forgot." And it was terribly exciting. Hello, Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio. We're going to talk about you next week, whether you like it or not. I'll also tell you about my birthday, etc., etc.
Excellent.
That's about it, isn't it?
Think so. There's not a lot else going on.
And watch out in a few days' time, because the Punky Radio t-shirts will be available again, won't they, Tone?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you don't buy one, I'm going to come around your house and indulge in some yellow friendship. This has been a Cafe Press production.
Beautiful.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo. Yellow friendship.
It sounds so pretty.